The Neo-Urban Chronique by Froggy the Frenchie. Hello everybody, dear friends, Vanakam. Today, our stupid brother have realized that a polite word of sign of welcome can lift the spirit of a bunch of merry men already in good spirit. This is what is good with them. They tell us what we already know, and we don't realize it. This is their heart. My dear friend, please receive my distinguished greeting. What have done to deserve this honor? Not much, in fact, but accept despite everything my greeting. And what are these greetings? They are of several kinds of nature. Here is what challenged my imaginations and awakens my curiosity. Did you notice that if I did not give you my greeting, you will be in another state of receptivity? I did not notice this kind of things at this time, sorry. But this is the power of contagious good mood. It is truly contagious. But what are you talking about? In terms of being look in this worry into one open to the worry of the other. What? What worry shall I care about? It turns being like you, always in a bad mood, for example, into one resplendent with compassion and positive energy. Sir, this is label. I am always in good mood. Arrête. This contagious is likely to spread and affect others, but I observe a virulent failure concerning your case. Hein? Arrête tes conneries. How do you know that this is what is this in Franco-English? I don't know, but maybe in Italian, I don't know if it is maybe smeltilla con le tru stronzate. I don't care about Italian. In Spanish, alors. In Spanish, it is terra tuel mierda. But in English, I don't think it exists. Well, you are going to teach this English people to spot une connerie, to isolate and analyze une connerie, and to know how to make good use of it. I know quite a few English, they will never accept your proposal. Hein? Ça, c'est mon idée. Hein? Unless I take you as an example. There, it will be for them the revelations, the supreme discovery, the unseekable fact put at the service of their intelligence. You want to make me their object of study? Perfectly. And integrate into them the subtlety of your worldly personality. I wish you good luck. Hein? They will know then that if an idiot say idiocy, an imbecile imbecility, un con say des conneries. It risks making them change their world perception of human stupidity. This is the goal. And then they will say in chorus with me, as far as you are concerned, arrête tes conneries. Alors, in this case, I will have to deduce that les cons et leurs conneries, like good mood, are contagious. Oh, excellent deductions. You saw? I saw. It is irrefutable, unquestionable. We were not going to be ridiculed by English people, friends or not. Yes, but our English who belong to us, they are not English anymore. Ouais, c'est vrai, they lost their original accent. They managed to adapt to us. They must have suffered in silence. I know some will protest by a non-violent linguistic method. A lot? Almost a lot. When? 2-3 years ago. But where? Bah, at the Unity Pavilion. Bah, on votre occasion. During a general meeting. Huh? How? Certain by taking an aristocratic accent. And the other, West London accent. So, bah, we no longer understood anything. How is that? The level was so high. And after, everyone start talking with an accent. You too? No. By the way, I've already have a Frenchy one. You could have changed it. I try. Hey, what's happened? I could not understand myself. What accent did you try? Scottish. How he ended? By a minute of silence. Oh, great. Yeah, we all understood that it was better to shut up. By a kind of collective intelligence. Yeah. And all the clarity came back. By the power of silence. And what was the topic? The revival. Bah, of what? Bah, of the AR Residence Assembly. For more participation. Among other things. I have an idea. Which one? Contagion. Nothing but contagion. Make everything contagious. That's why you have to start with a good mood. It's fundamental. That is, now I understood where you wanted to come with your greeting. A good, good morning and a good goodbye. There is only that. Ciao, hein? Okay, ciao, bye. Et voilà. After that, we will not dare to have a face to make a donkey cry. The survival of our community depends of it because we are united by bonds visible to the naked eyes despite our legendary collective BIOPA. Our stupid brother will be there next Friday live at 10:30 a.m. to talk about something else, which is the minimum that is expected of them. Of course, by podcast on the Orville Radio site, you can find them thanks to the cyber technology of our time. Do not worry, c'est dingue, non?
Amazing.
நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது ஆரோவில் ரேடியோ.